Hey guys,
This is Franklin.
and Jess, and you're listening to An Awkward Fairy
Fairy
Tale.
tale.
Do, 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 do. In this podcast, we will be. Sorry, that was my laptop. I'm doing schoolwork. So you guys might not be hearing from me much this episode. But we're here with our friend Angel, who has been.
Bubba.
And Bubba, who has been kind enough to house us
Oh shit, sorry.
while
Let
we're
me throw a piece of
here.
bread at you. Here. Eat.
While we're
Off the
visiting for
bed.
Angel's 21st birthday.
Off the
Woo!
bed. Off
So,
the bed.
without further ado, here is Bubba and Angel and Franklin as I do my schoolwork.
Alright, guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode. So yeah, if you so we
Hi,
gotta
I'm Angel.
go ahead.
I don't know what to say. It's
It's all right. It's basically her first recording, second appearance on the show. At first, when she tried to make a guest appearance, we had technical difficulties that last episode, and we
And
didn't.
also, it was really late at night, and my mom yelled at me to go to bed.
Yeah, so we
So.
could not have her on the show, but we have a funny starter for you guys if you are interested. Well, I gotta read it.
Because I got bread in my mouth.
Here, I got it. This is
Okay.
my chime in. So, guys, what do you call a dog on the beach?
Don't know what.
A hot dog.
But,
Diggity dog hot.
hot diggity dog, man.
But anyways, so this
Oh,
episode.
Jesus.
Be careful over there, please. Thank you. We are on vacation, me and Jess. We are visiting Angel, which is Jess's friend, in where, Allentown?
Well, the way I describe it to non-Pennsylvania natives is if anybody's seen the show The Office,
Oh, we're in Scranton, PA, pretty much.
no, I'm an hour from Scranton.
Well, outside of Scranton. So we are on vacation visiting Angel, and today's episode is basically what are we doing on our vacation? So we left what Friday night?
Thursday.
Thursday, actually, sorry, Thursday afternoon. To pretty much get up here, which was a kind of a 3 hour drive.
Thursday evening, really.
Thursday evening. 2.5 hours.
Yeah, because you guys didn't get here till like
Nine.
9.
Yeah. And I don't know, like doing the ride up here, it wasn't that bad. It was kind of cool. We were chasing cops. No, I'm playing. We wasn't chasing cops. We were just driving. Just pretty much had a whole personal concert. And, you know, she sung some songs. And we had a good time. She
If you
let me
hear a
drive a
lot of
little bit.
background noise, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Franklin, but if you hear a lot of background noise, like rustling or anything like that, as Franklin just demonstrated, that is my dog, my beautiful baby boy, Bubba.
Off topic, what is Bella from Twilight's baby's name? Does anyone know off the top of their head without Googling?
Don't know off the top of
No,
my
I
head.
don't know off the top of my head.
Hey, Google.
Never mind. I'll just Google it. Go back.
Oh, we got it. Let's figure out. Hey, Google.
I got it.
Never
Too
mind.
late.
Yeah.
Renesmee Cullen.
Yes.
Renesmee Cullen. Why?
Okay.
Why?
No, I thought it was a Renesmee.
Renesmee, same.
No, they call her Renesmee. You said Renesmee. Like you're saying resume.
Yeah, but it's spelled Renesmee.
Don't look at me like that, Bubbles.
His name
Anyway.
is not Bubbles. Why do you keep calling him Bubbles?
Yes. Use Bubbles. So, anyways.
Anyway, back to reality here. Oh, there's go gravity. Oh, there's go gravity.
Wow.
I had to.
Seriously?
I'm
Nice.
Just a word of advice, people that are listening. I have severe, severe ADHD. So I will go off topic occasionally.
Well, this is basically our show. It's off topic.
Okay.
So we don't really
have you not listened to any of our podcasts?
Episodes.
Do you think I got fucking time?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
You're a stone body. Working. Who don't work, who's lazy, and is always calling you when they're bored.
So you got a shitload of time listening to our episodes. And we have, what, five?
Six
episodes? Seven episodes? I don't know. I lost track after the first episode. So yeah. Just like Bubbles over here, we're having a good time. What did we do yesterday, by the way? I totally don't remember.
Yesterday?
Yeah. Well, before we get into yesterday, the time...
Thursday.
Yeah.
You guys got here around 9.
Yeah.
We had cake.
It was your birthday.
It was my actual 21st actual birthday.
Yes.
Are you talking about what we did on Thursday when we got here?
Yeah.
Bubbles.
Yeah.
Because yesterday was Friday, babe.
Bubbles.
Not Thursday.
Wait.
Yeah. Because today is Saturday, tomorrow is Sunday.
Yay.
So, basically, when you guys got up here, they kind of came in, put their stuff down. We had some booze, and we had fun time playing a card game. Not sponsored. But, card game's called Buzz. And it's basically drink if blank.
It's the tagline for the show is the best way to be hydrated. That's the tagline for the no. Did I say tagline for the show?
Yeah.
Tagline for the game.
No. No.
Yeah, that's their tagline.
No, it's the best way to get your friends tipsy.
No, it's the best way to keep your friends or have your friends hydrated. Go get the game. The game's like downstairs.
Our version is a little bit different.
What? Huh?
We have the same game, but ours says that it's the best game to keep hydrated, to keep your friends hydrated.
Oh.
This is the drinking game that will get you and your friends wasted.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. We have a different version.
Yeah, we might have a different version.
Oh, okay.
I think we got it at Target, so it might be the family-friendly version.
Oh, you probably have, I can't think of the friendly version of it.
It's the same exact thing.
Oh, it's called Buzz still?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Just the tagline.
The tagline's different.
It's different.
Okay.
Different tagline.
So, me, my boyfriend Alex, Franklin, and Jess all got kind of drunk.
What is she eating? What is he eating?
He's probably just not licking my pants.
No, okay. He's just...
sniffing?
If you heard that burp, that was Bubba.
Oh.
You pig.
Bubbles. So anyway, the game is basically whoever who's do not know the game, it's basically Cards Against Humanity, but...
No, that was the other one we played.
Huh?
That was the other one.
No, Buzz is kind of like Cards Against Humanity, right?
No, Buzz is the one of drink if blank. Take a drink if blank applies to you, or if you've done blank, or...
Did you get up the... Thank you. Okay, well, you guys can explain it better than I can.
Basically, the Buzz is drink... How I describe it is drink if blank. So, if, for example, one of the cards was, drink if you've ever milked a cow and tell me how you feel about it.
But, okay, never mind.
I don't know.
I'm not even going to talk because my memory is shot anyway.
What was the other game we played?
Oh God, what the hell? Sorry, language. I know you're... podcast is a family-friendly show.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not?
Jinx.
Fuck!
You owe me a kiss.
Mwah.
No, you actually owe me a kiss.
Come here, Bubbles.
No! Kiss
Ew.
Me!
Ew.
Kiss me, you fool!
Okay.
Mwah. I washed my face so you could kiss me.
Blah!
Stop yelling, please. Anyway, I don't even know what to really...
Oh, hold on. Oh, The Game Without Decency.
Oh, yeah.
That's Cards Against Humanity, basically.
Okay.
So we played another game. After getting, like, severely, severely drunk, we were playing a different card game called Game Without Decency, also not sponsored.
Go ahead.
Basically, it's Cards Against Humanity.
It's just kind of fun.
But, yeah. It was... And then me and Jess basically just laid on our boyfriends for the rest of the night.
Pretty much.
They were like... And then we went to bed.
And then we went to bed. So, Friday! Da-da-da-da.
It's Friday.
Friday
is Friday.
Let's do the Friday dance. It's Friday.
I'm just on you.
Hey, I got that from... I think, SiriusXM The Pulse for that.
Oh, I don't listen to The Pulse.
Oh, see, I listen
pop,
to...
Pop,
see, bubbles. I listen to Pulse all the time.
Yeah, I know you do, because you're a lame-ass wannabe.
Hey! It's Mom's car!
I don't get you a lame-ass. You are a lame-ass.
So are you!
I have a job, thank you very much.
Not my fault I got fired. Okay, anyway, off topic. Let's get back to the conversation here.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, Friday. I'm just going off topic again, but being back on topic. We might have a special segment called What the Frank? Let's Be Frank. Thank you for laughing, because it's the best title of a game. So, basically, what I was thinking about the title, and the description of the game is, like, you know how when people would be like, oh, let me be blunt with you, and I just say, let me be frank. So, basically, we're going to have statements on being frank about, I don't know, let's...
The facts of Frank.
That would be a double F.
Or and I already LBFF. Have a triple. And I already have a triple F.
Yeah, she has a triple F.
I don't get the triple F.
It's the fun facts of Franklin.
Yeah.
Fun facts of Frank.
Pretty much.
I have like 100 plus things.
Yeah, she does. Literally. So. But I'm still coming up with the details. But sooner or later, we might have that segment on our show. Coming soon. God, let's be frank. Still got to figure out the details of that. But
he literally came up with that in the car.
Pretty much.
On the way home from dinner tonight.
Pretty much, I did.
Okay, so Friday, what did we do? I forget.
What did we do Friday? Oh, we went to breakfast
at Perkins. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because so, that's when we met Mom for breakfast.
At breakfast at Perkins, I got the pumpkin... pancakes with sausage links and eggs with cheese and ketchup.
And Jess got the same thing.
No, I didn't.
You got pumpkin pancakes?
Yeah, but I got the heavy duo or the Hardy Man.
Oh, you got the Hardy Man's combo with pumpkin pancakes. And then I got a southern sausage biscuit, I think.
Yeah, I think.
I don't remember. Anyway. So we met up with my mom for breakfast at Perkins. And then me, my boyfriend Alex, Franklin, and Jess all took a drive to an antique store called Silver Moon up here.
It was okay. My experience wasn't the best, but...
Yeah, I we should have gone to the other building.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, next time we come up here, we can do that.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. The antique store was okay. It just wasn't my cup of tea. But I know Jess found some interesting things that she was showing me.
My favorite thing is the fake gun that I just kept going, bang, give me all your love, bang, bang.
It wasn't a fake gun. It was just a
gun that didn't fire.
It was a real old gun.
Yeah, but because it didn't fire, it was
fake. Hey, Franklin. What? Yeah. He's a Shiba. Now he's a lamb. And now he's a he's a loaf.
Bubbles.
No, he hears me getting my candy.
Huh?
He hears me getting my candy.
He hears something. See, wait, my dog is a fat ass, a glorified fat ass.
Yeah, we know he is. Do you want to take a break?
No.
Okay.
All right. And then what else? What else? Where else did we go Saturday?
We're like 14 minutes. You want to take a break?
Let's just finish with today and then...
Take a break. Or Friday and then take a break.
Okay, that's fine.
Friday we went to the mall.
Oh, yeah, yes. The mall.
And we went to Walmart.
Yes. We were going to go to this restaurant called...
Jackass Brewery.
Yeah. But we weren't able to go that time.
Because it was an hour wait and nobody felt like waiting.
Right.
And it was already 8 o'clock at night and we weren't... So we ended up going to this great Italian place called Ciro's.
Yes. Which that restaurant was pretty good. I got the shrimp and lobster. Something. Alfredo.
Yeah, yes. It was a shrimp and lobster Alfredo. Me and Jess got the shrimp scampi, and then my mom got a shrimp Da Vinci, I think?
Yeah. Shrimp and lobster tail Da Vinci. It looked pretty good, too.
And then my boyfriend, of course, got chicken Alfredo.
Mm-hmm.
So, being that my boyfriend, I love how we go to an Italian restaurant, everybody orders seafood except Alex.
Does he like seafood?
No.
I mean, I had a bunch of different options I was thinking about, but I couldn't make a decision. And so, I was like, you know what? I haven't had seafood, Italian food in a while, so I'll go with that.
But during dinner, I got a notification on my phone. I hate to be political on this, but I gotta call it out. Sorry for Ruth Bader Ginsburg's family.
Yeah. Yesterday evening, Ruth Bader Ginsburg
passed away. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is one of the Supreme Court judges on the Supreme Federal courts. So.
I think she went to Harvard. And she was one of 9 women on. Let me actually try to get this fact correct. Here, before. Hold
up. Ruth Bader Ginsburg facts. Here we go.
I butcher it. But I read this on Twitter the other day. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, okay. So Ruth Bader Ginsburg enrolled in Harvard Law School in 1957, where she was one of 9 women in a class of 500 men. So yeah, that was a fun fact about Ruth Bader that I learned today.
And then, I learned that
we're all fucked.
Because
she was the main reason why men are in complete and utter control of our uteruses. Sorry, babe.
I need to say sorry.
And I just learned that she was on the bench for 25 years. 25 whole years. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Alright, so that's the daily political thing, I guess.
Yeah. So, on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back after these commercial messages. Alright, thanks for tuning in, or sticking with us, after that good commercial break, and we are back. Back in action.
Da-na-na, da-na-na.
Sports Center. But, today's been interesting so far. I stayed in the bed all day.
Bullshit.
Not all day.
Okay, what, 12? 1 o'clock, maybe?
Yeah.
Pretty much all morning. And where did y'all go this morning?
So me, Jess, and my mom went to this little antique store, but, we went to this place called Street of Shops, and it's this huge, huge antique barn. Sorry, I just got really distracted by Franklin trying to scare my dog.
Look what I can do.
Oh my god, Franklin, shut up. Never do that voice ever again.
Look what I can do. Anyways.
God damn it, why is this a shit show?
Hmm?
Oh wait, I know why it's a shit show, because I'm here.
Oh, it's always a shit show.
Yeah. It's always a shit show on this podcast.
But it's a fun shit show.
It's a fun, good shit show we are.
Yay!
So, continue.
So, and then we went to... Where did we go after Street Shops? Home?
No. We went to the farmer's market.
Oh! We went to farmer's market to pick some... Or try to look for something. Got some interesting beer... from a Rusty Rail Brewing Company, which I have yet to eat at, but eventually we will eat there.
Yeah.
And then we came home. I taught Jess how to play Animal Crossing.
Oh, you played Animal Crossing?
Mm-hmm. For a bit.
Cool.
She got stung by bees 5 times.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I was shaking the trees. And periodically, a wasp's nest would fall out of the trees and attack me. And I could never run fast enough. Did I know how to swing the net to capture the wasps. And so after a while, they just kind of landed on my face. And soon enough, I was walking around like this.
Oh, wow.
And I walked up to a villager and they were like, oh, no. Oh, no. And they gave us medicine.
Oh. And then you're all better.
So you created your own character?
No. Okay. She just used me.
Oh. Well, what do you think of it?
It's fun.
Yeah?
Okay, so I don't know if your listeners know the show Recess.
Yeah.
But you guys remember the show Recess?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I'm saying yes like I'm speaking for all of them.
They probably do.
On a personal thing, yes. I know the show Recess.
So, I made my Animal Crossing character look like TJ Detweiler.
Nice. The bad rebel.
Yes.
Of the group, the leader.
Okay, so... if you were a Recess person, who would you be?
Ugh.
Because there's so many characters on that show. Who would you be?
I'd probably be Ginger.
Ginger?
Yeah, the one with glasses and...
You mean Gretchen?
Yes, Gretchen.
I want to say Vince, but I don't want to sound racist.
I was thinking the same thing. Like, well, you know what? I am the only black guy, so I'm also just go ahead and just be that guy, the black kid.
I mean, there was Daryl.
Nah, I'd rather be Vince.
The nerdy black kid.
Yeah. I'm not that nerdy, though.
Yeah, no.
When it comes to superheroes, you are.
I'm just...
But I find that cute, so...
Well, it's not just superheroes. I am nerdy when it comes to, like...
comic books and stuff.
No, filmmaking.
True.
That is true.
Like...
I don't know... Like,
storylines and...
I feel like I'm a mix between Spinelli and Detweiler.
Sorry, that was my computer.
The only reason I say Detweiler is because I always have a baseball cap on me.
Eh, true.
Because you're a lame ass.
Shut up! Okay.
No.
But I took a BuzzFeed quiz on who I would be.
Mm-hmm.
And I got one of the Ashleys.
Who, Osons?
Ha! Lol. No, you know, remember that stupid little, like, clique they had?
Yeah.
Wait, Ashley A, Ashley mm-hmm. Q. I got Ashley A, the pink one.
Okay.
What's wrong? Like, no! I hate pink. It's wrong!
You get it, baby?
Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to get comfy. As it was subsiding all over the place.
You want to work on it downstairs?
No.
You sure? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a table you can use.
Mm-mm. Okay. Please stretch my back, too.
But good choice, though. Angel.
Yeah. Originally, I was, originally, I had my character look like, Gerard Way mm-hmm. for a while. And then I got, like, mm-hmm. super into Recess, watching it again on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And then I just decided, you know what, screw it, I'm gonna be TJ Detweiler.
Do they have the movies on Disney Plus?
I think so.
What, the Taking the Fifth Grade and stuff?
No, the all the movies from Recess.
Yeah, like, Taking the Fifth Grade, All Grown Down, and then School's Out.
Okay, only one I knew was just, like, School's Out, that's all. But I know they made multiple movies, though.
Well, technically, Taking the Fifth Grade and All Grown Down, those two aren't technically movies.
They're mini specials.
They're mini. It's like, well, Taking the Fifth Grade was their series finale.
Okay.
And it was a combination of three episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, kind of like Gravity Falls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of how Gravity Falls ended.
Yeah.
With Weird Mageddon.
Yes.
Mageddon. McGee in my ass.
I can't.
I told you I'm not into butt stuff.
You're about to be the day.
Not my good Christian household.
Wait, you're Christian?
None of that in my good Christian household.
Wait, you're Christian?
Ha! No. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I am. I don't know what I am, honestly.
Well, you are human.
I mean, yeah.
Actually, am I, though?
That's even questionable.
I'm half otter.
Hey, babe. Flash.
Okay. So, today. We're on to, I guess, today.
Yes.
Yes.
We went antiquing.
Went antique tonight on sports.
You went antiquing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you tinky?
No.
Tinky, tinky.
No.
And then, oh wait, no, we came home and then played Animal Crossing, then what did we do after we came home?
That we played Uno and Animal Crossing.
Oh, that was last night.
Oh yeah, no, we
Uno
played.
Uno was last night.
We played Animal Crossing when we got home.
A bit of Animal Crossing. And then
we went to Lewisburg.
Ah, downtown Lewisburg.
And then from there.
So what did you guys think of downtown Lewisburg?
That was fun.
It was cool. I like it.
It reminded me of Rehoboth.
Yeah. A little bit. Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
That's where we went on our first vacation together. We did not make a podcast about that.
No, we should have, though.
We can. We still can.
We can.
Okay. We could do that after.
Sure.
I feel like I'm a third wheel right now.
I just needed a little study break.
It's okay. Jump on in.
Yay! No, wait. I'm not cuddling with Jess. Not since last time.
I will not punch you in the face.
It's okay. We got room on the other side.
I will not punch you in the face.
Quick little story about what happened. Basically, I was really upset one night, and Jess came over to sleep over. Something terrible happened that I hate talking about.
You got a foot in the face?
No, basically, I went to cuddle with Jess, and she punched me in her sleep.
Oof.
Really?
Damn.
And I just got cock blocked by my own dog.
Damn. Well, we got a room over here.
Okay.
Bubbles.
Nah.
Make sure you don't spill that drink though.
Yeah, be careful. My peace tea is open.
I'm moving over there. That's why I'm over there. My phone just fell. So, it's fine.
This is awkward.
Hey. Why do I feel like a child? I'm your child.
That's okay, so is Miles. Occasionally.
No, Tori figured this out. So basically, you're my mom.
Uh-huh.
Franklin's the dad.
Uh-huh.
She's the crazy aunt that you never let me see and be around.
Makes sense.
And then Miles is my gay-ass uncle.
Also makes sense. But sometimes when Franklin and I are fighting, he'll just be like, Mom! Dad! Stop fighting!
Who, Miles?
Yeah.
Of course.
And sometimes when he takes me thrift shopping, or he asks me to take him thrift shopping, I'll wear, I think, a dress that either your mom gave me, or my aunt gave me.
Uh-huh.
Or my neighbor gave me.
Uh-huh.
Buddy, what the hell are you doing? Are you going to move my foot with your face?
Yeah, really? He's getting comfortable. He's getting comfortable.
And,
Hey, at least he's not racist.
Yeah, at least he wasn't racist this time. It's okay.
But, no, but there's a picture of me and Miles I took, and it's like, Miles is all in his emo getup, and I'm just there, like, in flip-flops and a dress, and with my keys in my wallet, and I look like a mom, and it's essentially a mom and her emo son.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I need to see this picture later.
When we're done podcasting, I'll show you.
Oh, my
God. It's on my Instagram.
Oh, I've seen that picture. Oh, my God, I love that picture. You do look like a mom in that picture, though.
I know. That's the whole point.
It's like your mom and your gay-ass emo son.
Yeah. And so, yeah, but it's usually when we do that.
Oh, no, wait. I'm the adopted
mom.
One. I'm the adopted child.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Yeah.
Child, you're adopted.
Yeah, I figured that.
It's okay. You're still loved.
Wait,
are they though?
Do I get a pass at the N-word because you're black?
No.
No.
And you're my adopted dad?
No.
No.
Damn.
Not even Jim has a pass.
Oh, damn! Yeah.
Do I have the pass?
No.
Okay.
I'm cool like that, but no.
Damn.
Sorry.
Alright.
And then we went to Jackass.
Which is a brewery.
And we had some bomb-ass drinks.
Oh, yeah.
And bomb-ass food. That food is...
Mwah.
So good.
Yeah, it was good.
Pretty now, good. Frankly, you want to talk about that root beer thing? It tastes like freaking chocolate milk?
Yeah, so I don't remember the name of the
drink. What the float did you just say? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It was...
Okay, real quick. Jackass has a bunch of food and stuff named... after, like, phrases. So there's, like, mother pucker.
Or son of a mother clucker, which is a chicken and biscuit.
Or mother of all cluckers.
That's what
which
it is.
Which is chicken and waffles and, like, a whiskey syrup with mashed potatoes and cheese. And it is so good. And then there is, like...
There's got to be a burger.
There's got to be a burger, which is just a burger with, on a...
Sriracha... It's
with, on a bun with sriracha ketchup. With
do you have an uh-oh Oreo? I'm sorry. I just randomly just thought about that.
What's an uh-oh Oreo?
Uh-oh Oreo. I'm chocolate. You guys are vanilla. You guys would be the cream and I would be the Oreo.
Wait, no. Technically, I can't be. Jess has to be the cream.
How?
Because I'm darker than her.
So it'll still be a mix match uh-oh Oreo.
Oh, wait, no. You know those, like, half vanilla, half chocolate Oreos?
Yes.
So I'm the vanilla wafer, you're the chocolate wafer, and Jess is the cream in the middle.
Love you.
I tolerate both of your asses.
Well, I don't know what else to do. Like, how are you going to do the uh-oh Oreo?
I told you, you had space over here.
Well, it'd be cookie.
Huh?
Where would be the other cookie? I'm confused.
So a backwards uh-oh Oreo would be the cookie in the middle and the two cream sides.
Oh, okay.
Oy vey.
Okay, I get it now.
Do you?
Yes!
Fucker. Do you, though?
I mean, technically, he's still cream.
Who?
Bubba. Because his breed description, his color is cream. That works.
Yeah.
That works.
Come here, Bubs.
That works.
Come here, Bubs.
Butter. Yay. Uh-oh, Oreo.
There we go. And you're still getting love.
Barely.
He's all mine.
I know. Oh. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Yay. Oh, Bubba's saying hi. Say hi to the viewers, Bubba. Well, that lasted long.
He's like,
mine.
Hey, I'm right here.
Will you stop getting jealous? I'm not gonna steal your fucking chocolate thunder.
You better not.
Oh my gosh.
No, okay, so you know how you guys have Yum Yums?
Yeah.
You know how Yum Yums has like the chocolate thunder or the white lightning?
Yes.
Jess is the white lightning, your chocolate thunder.
Nice.
Anywho.
And I'm the cinnamon sugar donut nobody cares about.
Aw. You're not alone. You're good.
There's also another drink that is called, Soccer Mom. But what Franklin had, the first set of drinks we had is Tropical Punch in My Mouth or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, that was Mom's.
That was, our mom's. Adopted mom's honorary adopted mom. Angel and I both got the Mother Pucker.
Which
and
is then, a lemon drink.
Which is a really sour lemon drink. And then Franklin got
what did you get?
Down the Hatch She Goes.
Yeah.
Which is a bunch of
it's like a pineapple.
It's a pineapple juice, club soda yeah. mixed drink. And it was really easy to go down. It was so good.
Yeah.
And then after we ate our food, we had My Angel's mom, Angel, and Franklin had what the float you just say, which is basically a root beer float.
An alcoholic root beer float.
But alcoholic.
Yeah. But oddly enough,
it wasn't made with ice cream, though.
It wasn't made with ice cream, but it was made with essentially Bailey's Irish cream.
Yeah, I think so.
And root beer.
And root beer.
And so basically, it tasted like chocolate milk.
Yeah, pretty much. But it was really good, though. I really had a good time.
It was easy to go down.
Yeah, I might make that when I get home. Get some Bailey's, get some root beer.
Oh, it wasn't Bailey's. I'll send you what it was.
I have a picture.
Okay.
I have a picture.
Okay. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. My arm's getting, like, numb.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine. It's just my arm gets numb when it's locked like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to touch your butt because I don't want your girlfriend pissed off at me.
Oh my gosh. We're all friends here.
Are we?
Yeah, we are.
Yes.
Uh-huh, sure.
It's fine.
So she said it's fine.
And it's funny because
she's giving you permission.
That's enough of the butt. His bubble butt is mine. No dry willies.
Dry willy.
No.
Haha, you can't do that to me because I have short hair.
Yes, I can.
You can't.
It's easy to give you a dry willy. Not a wet willy.
Yeah, I don't have hair long enough to do a dry willy.
That's the point. You have short enough hair where it's easily.
Oh. Well, yeah.
The difference between a dry and a wet is just you lick your finger.
Okay. I don't know.
While we're doing this, we're going to take another break.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Sorry, your girlfriend just gave me a fucking wedgie.
Oh, I thought she pinched you.
No, she fucking just gave me a freaking wedgie.
Wow.
See, your girlfriend just gave me a wedgie.
That's funny.
Speaking of...
Your underwear was showing.
Speaking of funny, So we were in downtown Lewisburg. Just stop. Do your fucking homework.
That's cool. I'll pay you back. I'll pay you back. I got you. I'll get a her.
Okay, you better.
I'll give a wedge to her.
Okay.
Really? That's your answer to that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. Okay, so basically we're in downtown Lewisburg and a bunch of college girls are listening to...
Guy. I don't even know the name of the song.
Live While We're Young by One Direction.
And so we just start singing to it and then all of a sudden freaking Franklin just decides to just...
Randomly dance.
Random dancing!
Yeah. But it wasn't like, you know, like... It was just me jumping in the air, fist pumping.
It was literally him jumping around like an idiot.
Like an idiot, yeah, pretty much.
And it made me laugh hysterical and made the girls laugh. And everybody just started laughing. My boyfriend thought it was stupid, but...
Who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah. Well, in the last few minutes that we have here, we are going to probably talk about...
What our plans are tomorrow.
Tomorrow, hopefully. Keyword, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yep.
Because who knows what. Tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't even know what might happen tomorrow, to be honest. Because it depends on how we feel tonight. Or
Mom
I
text you. Mom text you.
Okay.
Well, I feel tonight. Depends on what time y'all go to bed. We might go to church in the morning or we might just sleep in tomorrow. And probably make our way back home by, 12, 1 o'clock-ish? Mm-hmm. So yeah, that should be interesting.
And then I'll be forever alone.
No, you still got one of us to bug.
I mean...
Or call.
Not really.
Why not?
I can't exactly have you come up whenever I'm bored.
I have a car.
Yeah, but it's 3 hours. I can't make you drive 3 hours.
Sure, true.
Or at least I don't want to make you drive 3 hours.
Yeah, I mean...
Or yet, so you don't mind not making him drive, but as soon as I can drive, you're like, come over here, visit me.
Because you never come see me anymore.
You live in East Bumblefuck, and I work as a caregiver.
And you don't let me come down anymore.
You don't drive.
Still.
I'm not driving 6 hours for your ass in a day.
You did it before. When I spent a week with you.
Begrudgingly.
Moo. Yeah, I don't drive for a medical issue. But I still have to get fixed, I guess. I don't know. But I don't drive. And so she's bitching about driving up 3 hours.
Well, yeah.
So, but.
So, and then.
But I'm not allowed to come visit them because they don't have the space for me.
Yes, I have a full house of homeless people.
Unfortunately.
I'm not complaining about that, but it's a fact. I have a bunch of homeless people living with me.
Homeless. That just makes it sound terrible.
I at least love 2 of the 3 homeless people in my house.
2 of the 3?
Buddy's questionable.
Well, you know Buddy's questioning about moving up here anyway.
No, he's not.
I thought we always joke around with him about moving up here.
Yeah, it's a joke. He can't afford to move up
here. I know he can't afford to move up here.
No one can move up to afford moving up here.
But I don't know what we're going to do tomorrow. I don't know.
Well, we can't do much because I don't want to be leaving here at 3 p.m.
Exactly. I don't know what to do tomorrow.
Do anything tomorrow. Tomorrow can just be a rest day.
Watch TV.
Eh.
Play Sims.
Whatever.
Do some exercises or something.
Probably just gave you a look like, what?
It's okay. Or play Last of Us. Go get a, you know, PS4 or something. Play The Last of Us.
I don't have money for a fucking PS4, dude.
PUA, you would.
I don't have any more. I don't think I have money. I don't think I have enough for a PlayStation.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
But even then, where would I put the PlayStation?
Your room or downstairs? That's wherever you will probably put it. But, you know, on that note, we're probably going to get out of here. We got to start doing some editing to this episode, hopefully.
And a nap.
And take naps and eat and be people. So, appreciate you sticking around this far to our episode of An Awkward Fairy Tale. I'm Franklin. That's Jess.
Oh, sorry, I was writing a question. I'm Jess!
And
this is Angel.
Angel.
Sup?
So, she might be a recurring guest. Maybe future episodes, depending on scheduling. So yeah, we gotta talk to her agent about getting her back on the show.
Yeah, my agent's pretty strict about bedtime and...
Yeah, so we'll figure it all out. Luckily, we had time to do it now.
Luckily, hopefully. Yep. I mean, I'm mostly free, but like, we'll talk about... I'll have my people call your people.
Pretty much, that's fine. Our people are free. We ain't booking dates right now because of COVID, so... We can't travel. We can't do our tours like we normally would do. So, yeah. But
on that note, I'd be on tour.
True. But it's okay. We'll get back to touring.
What are you eating?
On that note, stay safe. So stay healthy. Love each other.
And wear your fucking mask, people.
That's a given. But go vote. Please go vote. That's one thing I want to say. Go vote. Vote for the right person. Even if you don't want to vote for, you know, your political party, at least give, you know, the third party some love if you don't want to vote Democrat or Republican. Vote independent, you know, give independent some love too.
Hey, what about the Green Party?
Who's the Green Party?
That's What's third
the
Green party? Party.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Third party is Green Party.
So yeah. Love you guys. Be kind to yourselves. Be kind to others.
Vote Bubba 2020.
True. Stay fresh. Stay clean. And love you guys. Later.